Farming in the south-south region of Nigeria has been greatly hampered by a number of issues, ranging from access to arable land to the devastating effect of intensive exploitation of oil and gas resources caused by oil spills, oil leaks, gas flares, and land degradation, flooding, and erosion. Other issues are insecurity, access to grants and inputs, low budgetary provision and releases for agriculture and training. These were identified by women farmers who came together as Small-Scale Women Farmers Association of Nigeria during a South-South regional engagement in Uyo, where they gathered to address emerging food security concerns. The group's president, Mrs. Mary Afan, outlined some demands of the women farmers, noting that if met, will ensure increased yield and food sufficiency in the region and country.
You know, we are just coming out of the COVID-19, where most of the women lost their investment in the agric sector. If there is anything grant, please, women farmers should be considered to be able to increase production. We also talked of insecurity. For us to move to the farm, we need a secured environment. We've heard of stories that a lot of women were kidnapped in the farm. How do we bring the food security when there is no security? The government should look into this. We cannot feed these countries with the local woes we are having. We need improved machines. If government is making provision of those machines, let's have the real farmers benefit from those interventions. If government is releasing money to procure equipment, we want government to make sure that these machines reach the women, and they have to be improved one. Then we also need training. Once there is an opportunity that inputs are going to be distributed to farmers, we want to advocate that a small or an allocation be given to Sorghum women in the Niger Delta.
For Mrs. Blessing Ebo, a farmer from River State, and Mrs. Immaculata Ekpo from Akwa Ibom State, the devastating effect of oil spillage has affected their harvest greatly.
We have a lot of challenges, especially in River State. I'm from Gokana, and I also have farms from LMA. The challenges we have is that our crops easily got rotten because of the oil pollutions, even my cassava and my yams. You can be very surprised, before 8 months or before 7 months, the cassava has started getting rotten, and that affects our productivity, the yield, as we are expected.
I plant cassava, I plant corn, I am raising goat too. I have a lot of them. Then I use the waste of the goat to plant my cassava, but not for the waste of the goat that I've been using. I don't think we have a very good yield. We are begging government to give us some fertilizer we can also use to give us yield.
Having heard the demands of the women farmers, what is the federal government doing to assist them? Mr. Inyobong Etugudo of the Federal Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, Uyo Office, speaks.
At the Federal Ministry of Agriculture, a lot has been done. We have been able to put up some asphaltic roads where farmers can evacuate their products from the interland to the town. We have also done a lot of motorized and solar boreholes, all in the rural areas, for our farmers to enjoy. We have it, Ikorodu Central District, Uyo Central District, and Eke Central District. I don't want to mention villages. It will take us time. Then the rural farmers markets, we have two at Ikorodu Benin, where we commissioned last year. Apart from that, we also have solar lights at the rural areas. Like the Sorghum in Akwa Ibom said, we have already captured them into our database. In fact, we sent them on the training 4 months ago. Once we capture any farmer into our database, anything that comes from the headquarters, he or she or that cooperative is bound to benefit.
For the Commissioner for Women Affairs in Akwa Ibom State, Dr. Ini Adiakpan, women farmers must take advantage of technological innovations to cultivate crops that hitherto were not planted in the state.
The women have to come out from primitive farming to industrial farming and to also mainstream technology into farming. That is why we need workshops, trainings, and we need partnerships and networking, which is key. We are now planting in the south-south plants that were hitherto planted in the north. Here in our Bible said we are planting onions, cabbage, potatoes, and what have you. So that means that we have not moved from the traditional crops that used to be identified with us. It means that our land can now accommodate other crops The same way, we can plant in such a way that we have food all year round.
Following the Maputo Declaration, which came into effect in 2003, and with Nigeria ratifying the agreement in 2004 and agreeing to set aside at least 10% of its yearly budget to agriculture, it is safe to say that Nigeria has failed to abide by the treaty. Checks reveal that since the return of democracy in 1999, the highest budgetary provision for agriculture was during the Yar'Adua's administration in 2008, where the agricultural sector received 5.41% of the total budget. In the 2022 national budget, only 1.8% is for agriculture. Back home, Akwa Ibom's budget for agriculture in 2022 stands at 14.5 billion naira, representing 2.48%. Neighboring River State budgeted 3.7%, while Cross River budgeted 1.7%. Given that one of President Buhari and Governor Udom Emmanuel's objectives is to diversify the country and state's economy through agriculture, is 1.8% of the national budget, or the 2.48% of Akwa Ibom's budget, enough to diversify the country and state's economy? Your guess is as good as mine.
That special report was put together by Dianime Okoh.